What's up, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday. It is 3:30, and that means it's time for In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia. And in case you missed it, I listened to the entire Trump interview like twice.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for doing that, yes. Maggie.
Someone has to do your homework for you, Dom. So the bigger thanks should be to Cardi, who cut 34 different cuts.
Wow, Cardi, that's hard work, man.
I've been summarizing this as here was Donald Trump's campaign for president. Bad inflation, bad inflation, bad inflation. No national abortion ban. Border, border, border. And then, like, punish my political enemies. It's not really Project. I'm just going to put that stuff and call it democracy.
Yes. Okay.
Like, I won't be crazy. Democracy, right? So when it comes to bad inflation, turns out, no guarantees here. That's what he said yesterday on NBC.
I can't guarantee anything.
Can't
Maggie.
Guarantee anything. Can't guarantee tomorrow. Has no idea what the inflation rate actually was during Joe Biden's administration, which makes clear that it wasn't ever really about that anyways.
It was just too high, Maggie.
It's just what bad inflation. And then lastly, if those pesky tariffs actually end up costing people more money, he was asked, would you punish CEOs for passing along those costs? And that's not going to happen. I don't believe that happens. But if it does, then the market will fix it. And if the market doesn't, we'll, quote, adjust it somewhat. I assume he means the tariffs.
Maybe.
But yeah, by the market fixing it, Donald, that's the companies passing the costs on to consumers.
The market will absorb the change, which will either involve increased cost to the consumer or less demand to the producer.
Correct.
Right? I mean, there you go. A combination thereof.
Yes, because as prices increase, demand goes down.
I mean, doesn't the market always take care of everything all the time
yes,
to Republicans?
Yes, just ask a Republican.
Right.
So we took care of that whole platform.
All right, good, excellent.
Blah, 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 bad inflation. Turns out he knows nothing about it, doesn't really care to know anything about it, and just spews nonsense if it appeals to people who won't Google anything. The next one was like, no abortion ban. He got asked very clearly, because this all came to a head about IVF. He prattled on for minutes and minutes. I cut it down to its essence. And when pressed to answer the question about how are you going to enshrine IVF rights and how are you going to do this and where is it on your priority list, he's like, oh, but the tax cuts. That legit was the answer to that question.
So avoid the question entirely.
Yeah, so didn't answer the question about how he's going to make sure that families can control when and how they get pregnant.
I thought he was the father of IVF.
He did say that and then went on to be like, tax cuts.
Tax cuts.
I'm confused along with everyone else. So yeah, bad inflation. That was garbage. No national abortion ban. Well, your Supreme Court overruled the right to abortion, which led to IVF being declared illegal in not one but two states, and the erosion of reproductive care and fertility care. But your answer to that is tax cuts. So that was all garbage, which brings us to border, border, border. And then we'll talk about the democracy problem. I just want to start with the border problem.
Yes.
Let's just start with cut 10, Cardi. Cut 10, because this is his answer. And when you put this on the back of the tariffs and no guarantees, he gets asked the baseline question. Here it is.
Talk about mass deportation, one okay. of your big agenda items. You've talked about prioritizing people who have criminal histories.
Correct.
But is it your plan to deport everyone who is here illegally over the next 4 years?
Well, I think you have to do it. And it's a very tough thing to do.
You have to do it. So, Dom, what's that going to do to the price of food?
Oh, it's going to be great. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be great. Yeah, the market will adjust it.
Exactly. We've talked about this here in the state of Wisconsin. A big chunk of migrant labor are probably, quote unquote, illegal, right? But how do you do this? We talked to the farmer Hans not so long ago. People fill out their I-9 forms. They may or may not be accurate, but they're accurate enough to, you know, get paid, right? So how are you going to, if you're going to deputize, you know, the sheriffs, you're going to deputize the Proud Boys, how are you going to go onto Hans's farm and determine whether or not these folks are there here, quote unquote, legally or illegal? I mean, literally, what is that process? What does that look like? Show me your papers.
No idea.
No idea.
No idea. We're going to take cut five. This is back on the tariffs because this all is of a piece, right? Like the idea that you're going to basically deport America's cheap labor workforce and all of them, however many billions or trillions that's going to cost. You make no guarantees on inflation. You have no plan for protecting IVF. And you keep talking about tariffs, and your understanding of tariffs is this. Cut five.
Sir, your previous tariffs during your first administration cost Americans some $80 billion, and now you have major companies from Walmart, Black & Decker, AutoZone, saying that any tariffs are going to force them to drive up prices for their consumers. How do you make sure that these CEOs, that these companies don't, in fact, pass on the cost of tariffs to their consumers?
They cost Americans nothing. They made a great...
That's untrue. It's just not, you have no freaking idea. And then again, when it comes to the CEOs and how are you going to enforce it? Remember, the answers were the market. And if the market doesn't fix it, we'll adjust it. I wonder how many American families are going to go hungry as he figures out how the market works.
Well, I mean, Americans won't pay for it if Americans don't buy the product.
That's
the only way that Americans do not pay for it. And what does that do? Well, of course, it drives down demand. And what is that going to do for the GDP and for growth? It's going to suppress it.
Those are the screeching brakes bringing our economy to a halt. Let's take cut 11 because I heard this number so many times, I just need to address it. Let's take cut 11, Cardi.
At 11,000 and 13,000 different estimates, 13,099 murderers released into our country over the last 3 years. They're walking down the streets. They're walking next to you and your family, and they're very dangerous.
The 13,000 figure, I think, goes back about 40 years. No, it doesn't.
No, nope. It's within.
Yes, it does. And I just want to make this really clear. Dear Donald, we have additional law enforcement agencies other than Border Patrol. And so when someone has committed a crime or is accused of committing crime, Border Patrol is not responsible for incarceration and prosecution. Get it, Donald? So even though many people were, quote, released from Border Patrol's custody, they actually went from Border Patrol into other federal agency custody. And yes, the number goes back 40 freaking years.
Yes, it does. What was your thought on Walker's response to that and just the general sense of the interview?
She was about as nice as you could possibly be. The fact checks were light, numbered less than 10 by my count. I actually tried to count them. And yet I began my discussion of this interview with the one, not just one, the two times that he basically called her biased and nasty. Yeah. He insulted her instead of answering the gosh darn questions. Let's talk about birthright citizenship in case anybody actually was wondering about what he was going to do. Cardi, this is cut 14. Cut 14, if you would please.
Let me ask you about some of your other promises on this topic. You've promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
We're going to have to get a change. We'll maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Just again, you know nothing about any of this. It just the sheer level of ignorance is shocking. About 36 countries provide automatic citizenship to people born on their soil, including our neighbors Canada and Mexico and the majority of South American countries. I could go on. You know nothing about whence you speak, sir.
But if you say it with conviction, Does it make it true? Because it seems it seemingly sells to those who are listening to
him. Well, this is my whole point. It's just, why don't, maybe Democrats should just repeat like 3-4 things over and over. Bad inflation, no national abortion ban, border. It has no meaning. Words have facts. No meaning. Facts are irrelevant. Speaking of facts, this is a doozy. We're going to go to cut 28. He's being asked about his appointment of RFK Jr. Listen to these non-facts.
So going back 25 years, studies show that there is no link between vaccines and autism. And yet it sounds like you are open to the possibility of him looking
I'm
at
open to
getting
anything.
Rid of them.
I think somebody has to find out. If you go back 25 years ago, you had very little autism. Now you have it. I mean,
well, they say because they're better at identifying it.
1 in 100,000, and now it's 1 in 100. That's
non-responsive.
That's a pretty bad number.
Childhood vaccines.
I mean, something is going on. I don't know if it's vaccines. Maybe it's chlorine in the water, right? You know.
I'm sorry. Did that just happen? It's chlorine, not chlorine. It's fluoride. You moron.
It's the chlorine in the pools.
Wow. As long as we're here, let's take cut 29. She again tries to fact check him.
And scientists say that's because they've gotten better at identifying it, and there's no link in
but
studies.
The drug companies are going to be working with RFK Jr., and he's been an interesting guy to me. I've watched him for 25
that qualifies
years.
Him.
And he's been an interesting guy.
He's very interesting. That qualifies him to handle this.
This is insane. It is not okay. This is that's bananas. It's untrue. It is not how U.S. federal health policy should be decided. But here's the real doozy. And Cardi, we're going to go from this to cuts X, Y, and Z. I might need to save the cuts for on the other side. But let's just take cut 30 right here. He's being asked about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Let's take a listen.
The election coming up, but you've tapped Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, to head up this Department of Government Efficiency.
Correct.
Which proposes cuts to the federal government. Yeah. I think a lot of people hear that and they get concerned about Medicare and Social Security and
not
Medicaid.
Not going to have anything to do.
And defense
about,
spending.
We're talking
you
about
won't touch
theft,
Medicare, Social Security.
Abuse. Okay. No, I said to people, we're not touching Social Security, other than we might make it more efficient, but the people are going to get what they're getting.
Okay, so the entitlements
and
off the table.
And we're not raising ages or any of that stuff.
Okay, off the table.
I won't do it.
Okay.
Off the table, but here's cut X. This is Ron Johnson saying just the opposite, just not too long ago.
Yes, and you know, defense spending has always been discretionary. No, VA spending is discretionary. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare. If you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot. You just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the programs going bankrupt. It's just on automatic pilot. What we ought to be doing is we ought to turn everything into discretionary spending. So it's all evaluated so that we can fix problems or fix programs that are broken that are going to be going bankrupt. But no. Because, again, as long as things are on automatic pilot, we just continue to pile up debt. It's mortgage our kids' future. It's this massive debt burden.
Yeah. So zero out Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And then let's listen to Richard McCormick cut Z just last week.
The problem with the Democrats is they've never run out of things that they can give away for free, quote unquote. When you talk about $8 trillion in debt payment just on interest alone every year, we can't just talk about the military, though. The military can do some things better. We can save some money just in the way of contract. We can be careful that we don't decrease our abilities because China is right on our heels. However, if you talk about 75% of the budget, 75% is non-discretionary. We're going to have some hard decisions. We got to bring the Democrats in and talk about Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. There's hundreds of
there it
dollars
is, y'all. From Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson and GOP Representative Rick Richard McCormick saying Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, yeah, they're on the table, even though DJT just said they weren't. We're going to come back with more with Dom Salvia. For in case you missed it, you don't need to listen to Donald Trump's interview. I got you covered. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Last segment is next.